Hello. This is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight. And look, how is everyone doing? Everyone's coping okay?
Oh, it's been a rough day, Dom.
It has been. Obviously, the YouTube outage earlier today, Zach. I think people are still feeling the effects of this.
Did you experience it? I was trying to load a video on my phone. I was like, what's going on here? I shut it and opened it again. What do you mean it's not playing?
I was struck right in the heart of it. I was in a bit of a YouTube spiral.
Stuck in the middle of the storm.
Yeah, I was in a YouTube spiral when it hit.
Yeah.
I was watching live videos from Coldplay shows.
Yeah. Well, you really suffered then.
I did.
Because firstly, you had to watch the Coldplay videos.
Oh, okay.
And then you had to sit through YouTube being down.
Well, yeah, I like the biggest band in the world. Shoot me. Gosh. No, but I was in the middle. I just watched them do Fix You at 4 different gigs, and I was about to click on to my 5th one.
Wonder if they do it a bit different this time.
No, Chris Martin mixes Fix You up a fair bit.
He does he?
And I clicked onto the 5th one, and then the whole thing just crashed on me. How'd you cope?
Well, to be honest with you, after refreshing a couple of times, it was back up again. So I must have been right at the end of it.
I mean, I see you're holding a newspaper over there. I mean, you've
I am getting my news from some old-fashioned sources now. I did receive a few telegrams.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
It was a real learning experience for me.
Well, look, it has been a tough day, I think, for everyone out there on this front. We have come up with a bit of a solution that we think can help YouTube out, can help the people who suffered out, and can make sure that this sort of thing doesn't happen again.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
We're trying to change the cinema forever, Dom. This is our idea. Instead of a movie marathon, we would like to do a movie trailer marathon. We go to a cinema and we just watch, like, I don't know, 20, 30, 100 movie trailers.
Yep.
Classics, not so classics, whatever we can think of.
Well, because the idea is, you go to a movie marathon, especially if it's one of these Lord of the Rings ones,
that's too long.
12 hours and you only get 3 movies in.
And the other thing is, trailers really have the best bit of the movie anyway.
Exactly.
Whether the biggest stunts, the best jokes, you pretty much get a really good taste of what the story's going to be.
You know how there's always a bit of an argument, what was better, the book or the movie?
Yeah.
I often say it was the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I often say, didn't read the book, didn't watch the movie. Great trailer, though.
How often do you go to a comedy and go, the best lines were in the trailer?
That's a good point.
I shouldn't have even seen the 90-minute version.
that's
what we want to do. On 131060, we'd like some suggestions. This is kind of going to be like crowdsourced of what trailers need to be in the movie trailer marathon.
Yeah, and so, I mean, to clarify, we're not asking what's the good movies. We're asking what's the good trailers.
Yeah.
Which, it's a slightly different one.
Morgan has got us started on our Instagram account. Morgan says, Jurassic Park, it's in. Fast and the Furious, it's in.
Yeah, this is a great thing. When you're in the room, because they're only like 2 or 3 minutes each, we can just chuck these all in.
Lots of people suggesting the Harry Potter movies because I've never seen them. Yes, 100%.
If
I watch all the trailers, you can just pick the best ones, Dom.
Okay, sure.
If I watch the trailers, I've pretty much seen it.
Well, there's only 8 films, 8 trailers. That'll be, in 15 minutes, you'll have seen the whole Harry Potter series. Pretty good.
Heath's suggestion, the 2006 classic Garfield, A Tale of Two Kitties. That's the exact suggestion we're looking for.
That's
Heath,
it.
Great work.
100%. And maybe we can put that in between 2 darker trailers. Just light and shade.
How about this? Jess says, Pitch Perfect 1, 2, and 3. Then you get to see all the funny bits from all the films.
That's great.
Because she's throwing a bit of shade there, I think, saying
there's only
2 or 3 good jokes in there.
There is a big question we do have to probably come across at some stage, which is when it gets to series, are we going to show numerous trailers from a series or do we just pick one?
I think we could do 1, 2, and 3. I think with Harry Potter and 8.
Yeah.
It might be difficult.
Okay, can I suggest one, please?
Yeah, you add some.
Stuart Little, if possible.
Yep, Little's in.
You know I love Stuart Little. I'd love to see the Stuart Little trailer. Because you get to see, when I sit down and watch Stuart Little, all I want to see is the mouse driving the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love the mouse.
Is that in the trailer?
It'll be in the, I guarantee you the mouse driving the car is in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So you give me that, I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just say, this is sounding like a sellout event. I don't know, we're going to have to be careful.
Are you stopping it at Stuart Little?
Well, Stuart Little is my first priority.
A big one in my mind that you love that I thought you might want to include.
Talking the Frankie Muniz films?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Fat Liar.
The trilogy.
Well, Big Fat Liar's got to be in there.
Yeah, Cody Banks 1 and 2.
Yeah, Cody Banks can be in there. I also wouldn't mind the Santa Claus, the Tim Allen one, if we do it near Christmas. I mean, maybe we could do a Christmas trailer movie marathon down the track. We can deal with this.
131060, what movie trailers should we include in our movie trailer marathon?
Shanti is in Melbourne. What's your suggestion?
Mastermind with
Fat
Galifianakis. It is hilarious.
Okay, hang on. We need to ask a question here.
Yes, yeah.
Is the movie hilarious or is the trailer hilarious?
The trailer is hilarious. Okay. It is much better than the movie.
Okay, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're looking for.
That's perfect. Because
we want movies that have like 3 good jokes in them.
Yep.
And those are all in the trailer.
100%. And that sounds like that. That sounds great. Just what we're after. Can you write Masterminds down there, Zach?
Yeah, we have Beck and Aubrey. Beck, what's your suggestion?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop 1 and 2.
Excellent, Beck. Okay. Excellent. We might even play those twice.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Have you seen the films, Beck, or just the trailers?
No, I've seen the films. Yeah. Trailers are probably better, but there is a little bit more in the films as well.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
the movies are the extended editions.
Yeah, that's it. I'll be honest. I've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop the movie.
Yeah.
I reckon the trailer will cut it.
Yeah, that will cover pretty much what we
did. Yeah, I don't think a lot more happens in the film than that. So write down Paul Blart there. We have Hayden in Melbourne. What's your suggestion?
Hey, fellas. Love your work. Always enjoy the late night joy of home. I'm totally on board with this.
Yep.
I'm actually going to suggest and go the other way and suggest movies like Mission Impossible or even Marvel, where they've got in opening titles and they use all the animation. And basically with Mission Impossible, it gives away the whole movie.
Oh, so you're just saying the first couple of minutes of the movie instead of the trailer?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, right.
Yeah, you know how, like, I think Bond does a similar thing where they'll have, like, these big... Yeah. Opening sequences, animations, and stuff like that.
Oh, those aren't bad, yeah.
Yep.
So bad. In fact, and if we're going down that avenue, we could play, you know, the scene in Ocean's 11 where they do the plan of the heist?
Yeah. Well, this is just best movie scenes now.
Well, that is.
And that's a different idea.
Equally as good. Find the best 2 minutes from each movie and show that.
Or just cut down versions, which I guess that's what the trailer is.
You know what? I don't like to do this to Hayden, but I think we've got to say no to that because I think we have to keep this at movie trailers.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't...
No, that could be the sequel, though. If the movie trailers go really well...
If we sell that out...
Yeah, then we'll do a movie marathon with just opening sequences.
I wouldn't mind showing the Mission Impossible trailer, though, because I reckon that a bit of action will help.
That'd have great music as well, I imagine.
100%.
Iconic.
Scott... In New South Wales on 131060, what is your suggestion to the mix?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Your studio looks great.
No problems.
Yeah, so what I figure is the best way to do it as a trailer is to play is the ones that will take you down memory lane. So I vote Chicken Run.
Excellent suggestion.
This is exactly what we're after. A movie trailer marathon without Chicken Run is no movie trailer marathon.
Because 3 minutes or... You know, 1.5 to 3 minutes is the perfect amount of time to take you back. You don't want to sit down for 90 minutes.
No, I did watch Chicken Run only a few years ago.
Did
I
you?
Think it was a Channel 7 Friday night movie.
Yep.
My life wasn't going great at the time. And yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, Zach, I think the trailer will cover it.
Yeah.
I did think at the time, vegans should use this in their advertising, Chicken Run.
Why?
Because it's about, you know, chickens trying to escape cruelty and survive.
Right.
That's kind of the whole thing.
Right. So you think when you were watching it, you were less... it's claymation, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
it doesn't look like a real chicken, but you watching it, you were like, I'm going to eat less chicken.
It did more to turn me off meat than any vegan advertisement ever has. That's just...
I don't think that's what they were aiming
for.
Yeah,
well, it did the job. All right. So we've got a list here, Zach.
Yeah, I've got...
And I think there's some outstanding ideas on this list.
Yeah, I'm loving that. And this is why we open it up to crowdsourcing, because we get a better result.
And look, if you have more suggestions, hit us up. Collect it down on Instagram. Send them through. We'd love to add them to the list.
Yeah.
And I think this thing's really taking shape, Zach.
I'm very much so looking forward to it. I can't wait to see Paul Blart Mall Cop trailers 1 and 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, obviously in my spare time, I do run a charity, the SFROS.
Yep.
The Society for the Restoration of Outdated Sayings. This is where we take old, outdated sayings that need a bit of a spruce up. Yep. And we bring them to 2018.
You meet in an RSL every now and then. It's been a while since you've last met.
Yeah. No, we've been doing our work. I just don't always report it.
And I know the RSL that you meet in has been doing extensive renovations, so you haven't been able to get into the meeting room.
Yeah, there's a little one to the side, though, that's more than appropriate.
Okay, great. Well, that's good news.
This week, Dom, we are getting rid of the saying, like a red rag to a bull.
Okay.
Ripped up. You can't use that saying anymore. Well,
let me fire up the shredder.
Two reasons. Obviously, that's from bullfighting.
Bit iffy.
Yeah. It's pretty iffy.
They still do that in Spain, don't they?
Yeah. Well, here's the other issue. It's like, how relatable is that? When have you ever come across an angry bull?
Yeah.
Like, never.
Oh, school camp. But no, generally no.
Yeah.
I did get chased once.
Fireball. Yeah. Were you wearing red? Maybe that was the issue.
No, I wasn't wearing red. I don't remember entirely what happened, but I was on a school camp on a farm, got chased by a bull, had to jump a fence.
Yep. Well, maybe to Dom is relatable. I feel like to most people, they don't have a bull experience.
Yeah.
That's why we're getting rid of it, but we're keeping the essence. The essence is something that sets someone off.
Yeah, great.
You know, it makes you angry when you see it.
Yeah, all right. Well, so you always normally come with three suggestions, and I rubber stamp one as our new replacement.
So instead of like a red rag to the bull, my first suggestion, like a low phone battery to Shane Warne. Because he couldn't go on Instagram. He wouldn't be able to be on Tinder. So that would make him pretty upset.
And it's red as well. The low phone battery.
Yeah.
Comes up as red. He would be, that would be the worst thing in Warnie's life. How many power banks do you reckon he's got?
I don't know.
He'd have a hell of a lot. I don't think, I'm just putting this out there. I doubt Warnie's phone's ever gone flat. I reckon that is one thing he will never allow to happen.
Backup phone.
Yeah, 100%.
Our next suggestion is actually phone related as well.
Yep.
Instead of like a red rag to a bull, like a millennial on their phone to a baby boomer.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Because, geez, they get angry.
Oh, they get so furious.
Get off your phone.
Live in the world.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Yeah, well, how about I like being on my phone?
Yeah. It's a retreat from my social anxiety.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Or our last suggestion, we're getting rid of like a red rag to a bull. Instead, it's like a halal snack pack to Pauline Hanson. She doesn't like those.
No. You could say halal to Pauline Hanson just generally. But
do you remember that footage, though, on election night a few years ago?
The best.
Where she was offered a halal snack pack.
The change in tone. She was being celebrated on winning all these seats in Parliament.
Yeah.
She's smiling. She's laughing with the hosts. And I think it was Sam Dastyari asked her if she wants to go for a halal snack pack to celebrate. How quickly she'd switched.
She did not. So what would you like, Dom? Would you like a low phone battery to Shane Warne, like a millennial on their phone to a baby boomer, or like a halal snack pack to Pauline Hanson?
Look, it is rare, very rare, in fact, that I won't pick the Shane Warne option
segment.
However, tonight I'm going to.
Yeah, what are you going with?
It's got
to
be Pauline Hanson.
Okay, it's gotta be. From now on, you are not allowed to use the saying, like a red rag to a bull, that is gone, shredded, a thing of the past. Instead, the saying is, like a halal snack pack to Pauline Hanson.
It's made official.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
The royal tour of our country is underway at the moment, Dom, as Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are currently in Dubbo.
Yeah, and can I just say, I'm excited for this royal visit, but I'd like the news websites and programs of Australia just to remember that there's other news going on.
Have they been covering it?
I went to news.com.au today, Zach, and the top 9 articles.
Not enough.
You want more?
Not enough? Guys, how can you... 9... How can you give us every detail of the tour in 9 articles? It's not enough.
One of the articles had a statistician guessing the likelihood that Harry and Meghan's baby would be a redhead.
Yep. Wouldn't that be better, like a doctor or someone who is into how genes work, not a statistician?
I didn't read the article. I just read the headline. The point is, that was ahead of any other news today, according to news.com.au.
Well, Meghan and Harry are currently in Dubbo doing a tour.
Yeah.
And we thought we could help them out, Dom.
Yeah.
They've just come into Dubbo.
Mm.
This radio show goes to Dubbo.
It does.
Could we make an itinerary for them? I know they spent one day there.
Mm.
Today, but they have another morning tomorrow.
I believe they fly off to Melbourne straight after their morning in Dubbo. So,
what's a must-see thing? Because I can't remember going to Dubbo. I think I went there once.
Mm.
Obviously, the zoo's pretty big.
Yep. No, I've been. And 131060, people of Dubbo, call up, tell us the must-sees in Dubbo.
I imagine, Dom, that they're probably staying at Cattleman's Country Inn.
Yes, yeah, no, that's
this evening the go-to spot. On the main street there.
Yeah, the Dubbo Motor Inn is where I stayed when I went.
I'm disappointed that they're not there on the first or the third Saturday of the month.
What do you mean?
When the markets are on. Because I think that would have been great for Harry and Meghan to go right down the Dubbo markets just to really get a vibe of what our country has to offer.
My memory of Dubbo was we were doing a big family road trip with another family when I was quite young, and one of the kids from the other family got food poisoning. and we were out at some steakhouse somewhere, and he threw up over all of us at the table. So,
well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Let's hope that doesn't happen to Harry and Megan.
Well, what I'm saying is, what I'm seeing in the papers, what I'm seeing on these websites is, like, the people who've organised the tour, no, they're just doing the obvious things.
Oh, they're doing the zoo, probably.
Yeah. No, we want to know the insider's tips.
Yeah, maybe you know that the, I don't know, the Macca's does great hash browns just at 10:30 in the morning.
There's a great place for picnics.
Yeah.
Just to the left of the bridge.
Or maybe you can get a great bargain at a particular thrift shop in town. We just want to pass this information on to the Royals, because I imagine Harry and Meghan...
The Royals have never been into a thrift shop, mate.
You don't know? Yeah.
That's they consider everything except the palace. When they're just with the public, they're like, ugh, thrift shop.
Well, I imagine they're sitting around in their hotel room right now, probably listening to this.
Yeah. They'll be making a list. What should they see in Dubbo tomorrow?
Megan's probably like, Harry, you've brought me here. Do we have any plans for the morning?
Yeah.
What can we
do? You always do this. We travel around the world.
That's it.
I'm sick of holding koalas. I've done that like 1,000 times.
Mm.
Yeah. Give me the real things to do in Dubbo.
What's the best tattoo joint in town? Yes. Come on, Harry. That's the sort of logic we want.
She wants a tattoo.
That's it. 100%.
Megan should be leaving the country with a tattoo of her time in the country.
That's it. I heart Dubbo.
Yeah, that's what they should do instead of being getting, you know, these little soft toys and stuff like that. Completely. Every tour they go on, they get a tattoo.
So look, 131060. If you're from Dubbo, you live in Dubbo, you have any sort of local knowledge, RE Dubbo, that we can pass on to the Royals. We have Chloe in Newcastle. What do you got for us?
I think they should visit the jail, the Dubbo jail. It's a historical site. Right.
So is this like a real jail, Chloe? Because I think that'd be quite controversial if we put the prince in jail.
No, it's actually like an old jail. It's one of the last jails in Australia that ever did the hangings back in 1930s, I think it was, when the last hangings were.
That'll be a pleasant morning for them, learning about that.
So there's a little cafe there, and it's something historical in Dubbo, and Dubbo really doesn't have a lot.
Well,
but...
Chloe, come on. I mean,
they're doing a tour, Chloe. The jail should definitely be on it, I think.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Any historical building in the city? So, town?
Are there currently prisoners in the jail?
No.
Do we get a...
No.
So it's... Okay.
I was thinking so.
Well, Harry probably has the power to free them.
Yeah.
He could just walk through and open the gates.
Yeah.
Is that how being a royal works?
No, I don't think so. Maybe 1,000 years ago.
Alex on 131060, what's your Dubbo tip for the Royals?
Now, I think that they should go and visit the Dish, which is located in Parks area, which isn't actually too far away from Dubbo.
Yeah, been to the Dish?
Countryside and, it's absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
This was the satellite used when?
For the telecast of Man Landing on the Moon. They had to send it through the Dish in Parks.
Yeah, is there anything around it?
Not a lot. It's a pretty cool dish to visit, though.
Yeah.
Like, it is...
Is it different to other satellite dishes?
It's pretty big.
Yep. They're all pretty big, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know. They've got I do remember when I went there, they had a small merchandise stall.
Yeah.
You get like
small satellites?
Yeah, yeah, or shirts or whatever.
It's not like stuffed toy of a satellite, is it?
I don't think so. But I mean, I don't know how far, do you know, Alex, how far the drive from Parks to Dubbo is?
Couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but I think it's at least 30 to 40 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, they can fit that
they
in before
time.
They head off.
They got time.
Go visit the Dish, absolutely. Lachlan, well, this is exciting. Lachlan's in Dubbo. It's good to talk to a local, Lachlan. What do you got?
Hey, you going, boys?
Go on, my Lachlan.
In Dubbo, I've got this place called the Amaru Hotel.
Yep. And what's good about the Amaru?
Well, they've got the best chicken schnitzels there in town.
This is what we want.
This is it.
This is the inside knowledge we need.
Yep, so...
Is there a special night that we can get these, Lachlan?
I'm pretty sure it's Thursday night.
Yep. And what's the deal? What's the deal that we get on Thursdays?
I think it's $13, and you get chicks and schnitzel and everything.
Why are they leaving tomorrow morning, Dom?
Someone...
That's crazy!
I mean, I don't want to get mad at the person who's planning the royal itinerary, but someone's messed this up.
They have messed this up. When Harry learns that he could have been having a chicken schnitzel for $13, things going to be thrown across the room.
I guarantee at some stage in the visit to Dubbo today,
yeah.
Harry and Megan have walked past the Amaru.
Yeah.
They've seen the sign out the front, Thursday night schnitzel night, $13, and Harry has called the Queen.
Our trip is ruined!
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Prize Piggy Bank.
Zach, this radio show is on so late at night that they don't give us any prizes to give away. They just when the prize run gets done, we are so far down the pecking order.
Well, so late at night that we're in the morning.
Yeah, that's it. That's how it works. So we have to take things into our own hands. What we do is we find competitions that other people are running. Mm-hmm. We enter them, try to win those prizes, so then we've got something to give away on the show.
What have we entered this week, Dom?
Well, we are 60 in without any luck. 60 competitions entered, no prizes won. This week, however, I have been sent a tip to the Collecting Now Facebook page. This has come through from Riley. Now, Riley says that he's won over 100 competitions valued at over $5,000 worth of prizes.
Pretty good.
And he's given me a tip. He says, the way to win is to make up a crazy, unbelievable story. The more crazy, the better. Right? Now, because this is in the 25 words or less section.
Because last week we had the advice to create a sob story.
A sob story. And that's certainly good too. And that one's still out there. We could still win that trip to America.
Mm-hmm.
But that's tugging at emotional heartstrings.
Well, I've got to be honest with you about that one.
Yeah.
We're not going to win it.
Why not?
I forgot to hit enter on the submission. So that's on me. So I'd like to apologise.
Has it closed?
Yeah, I think so.
Zach.
I know. That's just one out of 60, though.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I hope we've hit submit on the other 60. Maybe that's highlighting
that could be
our
problem. That could be the problem. Well, I did take Riley's advice because, I mean, this guy's won 100 competitions, Zach. He knows what he's talking about. And I found a competition. It's a cruise from Norway to London.
Where
sounds
good.
You get to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Norway.
Mm.
I know it's not for me, though, but
yeah, well, I mean, you never know. Maybe you could call up and win if we win it.
How many are there to win?
There are 3 to give away.
Yeah, so I could win one and we could give one away.
I could win one too and we could give one away.
Yep.
We'd all go. It'd be great.
Well, I hope I'm down the other end of the ship. Like, nothing personal, but just like, we see each other every night. I'd like a bit of space.
No, that makes sense. I understand. What you had to do, you had to answer in 25 words or less why you've always wanted to visit the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I was thinking about this. My actual answer would be because they look really cool,
mm-hmm.
you know? But Riley said, make up a crazy, unbelievable story. So here's what I have. It's a bit long. I might need to condense it.
Yeah,
but
you need 25 words.
I was born under the Northern Lights a quarter of a century ago. And it was prophesied that I would one day return and ascend into the lights, becoming one with the natural wonder.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my destiny ever since to return and take my place among the lights. But until now, due to the curse of an evil witch, I've not had the opportunity. This is finally my chance.
I believed it up to the witch.
Up to the witch, okay.
Yeah, so that might have been pushing it too hard. The point about you ascending into the lights and becoming one, totally on board with. I thought,
destiny,
that's completely believable.
Prophecies, that sort of. Very Game of Thrones-esque.
When you were born under the Northern Lights in this story, is that out in the open in the snow or were you in a hospital?
There's a bit of mystery.
Yeah.
Bit of intrigue.
We don't know.
I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, and I guess you only have 25 words. You don't have to clear that
I don't need a whole backstory. Yeah. But the point is,
I think you can end it. If we need to end it at 25 words, I reckon end it at ascending into the light.
Ascending into the lights? Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Because I think we need to about halve it, don't we?
Yeah.
And so I think that's really the high point of the story.
Yeah.
If we're thinking about the structure.
Great.
And I wouldn't hang around too much after that. And get out on the high.
I think Riley's got a good point because when this cruising company is going through application after application of
and
people
it's just
saying,
like bucket list.
It'd be cool to see them. They
I've
look
always
fun.
Wanted to do it.
And when they see that it's my destiny
and
the
they
prophecy.
Go, wow, it's a prophecy.
It's a prophecy.
Well, we've got to give it to this guy.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll submit that off. I'll remember to click enter.
Yeah, okay.
And then I assume because the competition closes tomorrow. By next week, Zach, we'll have a Northern Lights trip to give away.
I think what we need to do is up this segment.
Yep.
I reckon next week we enter 100. Well, 60's not enough. What are we doing now? Like 62?
What, like 50 each?
Yeah, next week we do 100.
It's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah, well, what's your commitment to prizes?
It's a fair point. All right. Hopefully next week we have the Northern Lights cruise to give away. If we don't,
yeah,
we'll enter 100 competitions.
That's our vow.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Pretty rough day, Zach, with YouTube going down for apparently an hour and 20 minutes was the exact time we've had confirmed of no YouTube. And the world just, I don't think the world is ready to cope with an hour and 20 without YouTube.
I think lots of people sat down for their little break of YouTube during their day today.
Yep.
And they thought, well, what am I going to do now?
Yeah.
What could I possibly do to fill this time? Am I have to talk to friends or family? Do I go outside? Do I actually do my work? Those are all poorer options than spending 5 minutes on YouTube.
Last night after the show, I got home And before I went to bed, I watched Susan Boyle's I Dreamed a Dream audition on Britain's Got Talent again.
Yeah, is that in your favourites?
That's easy, my favourites. Yeah. You know, I go back to that at least once a month. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Because the look of shock on the judges' faces when how she sings that well, it inspires the human spirit. I think it's beautiful. And I like to watch that. And I just think, imagine if I'd needed a Susan Boyle pick-me-up at around midday today when YouTube went down.
You would have been filthy.
I would have been filthy because I couldn't have got it. Because Susan Boyle's I Dreamed a Dream audition was off limits at midday with YouTube being down.
YouTube was down for an hour. We have an idea on how we can make everything okay.
Yeah, well, because, you know, some people just panic in these situations, go into crisis mode. Not you and I. We put our heads together.
Yeah.
And we think there's a way we can redeem this awful day.
Basically, because YouTube was down, there's been an hour less of cat-related content in the world today. Mm. And that's really sad because YouTube are the leaders in cat videos. Mm. And when they go down, how are we meant to know what cats are doing?
There's probably a lot of people out there, actually, who feel like there's been remarkably fewer cats in their life today.
Yeah.
And that's where we want to sort of come to the rescue. 131060, we're going to do sort of a more, you know, audio version of this. But what did your cat get up to today?
Yeah, what did your cat do?
Because I think if people, we get people describing what their cat did, you know, funny or not, remarkable or not, it will at least feel like we've had YouTube.
No,
all
it doesn't
day.
Have to be funny because I've seen lots of non-funny cat videos on YouTube. In fact, the funny ones are outliers.
I did once get sent a link and someone said, watch this cat video to the end. It's hilarious. It's 10 minutes long. Nothing happened.
Producer Michael has just got a cat. Maybe he could kick us off. Did your cat do anything today, Michael?
Jump on into the studio, Michael.
131060, though.
Yeah.
What did your cat do?
This is great. This is like a YouTube supplement. Yeah.
Yeah, a real big yawn I got today.
A big one?
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Well, bigger than usual?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you think your cat was maybe tired?
There's a good chance of that, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I wish I could show people, but I couldn't, unfortunately.
No, yeah, but I think everyone learned about your cat yawning, Michael, and I think that was pretty much the same thing.
I've got to say, already I feel like I've had a little bit of YouTube today.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
We have to restore the balance. There's an hour less of cat content in the world today with YouTube being down.
Mm.
Help us fix that. 131060, what did your cat do today?
We have Lucy in Sydney. Give us the report.
So my mum was in the shower a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And my cat, Bob, walked into the shower and did a poo on her foot.
Okay.
This is still getting laughs in Lucy's household, like near in the background there. So the cat pooed in the shower. Now, there is a minor problem with what we just did.
It was a few weeks ago, was it, Lucy?
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. She's shocked still.
She's scarred by it.
Yeah. She's scarred by it, we're hearing in the background. Okay. That's a great story, Lucy. Technically, we do want things that the cat did today.
Can I ask, Lucy, did the cat do anything today at all?
Oh, it was today.
Whoops.
No, that's all right.
Did the cat do anything at all today?
Cat things. Right?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, probably.
You know, we heard about a cat.
Yeah, you know what? Also, cats are very, they know what they're doing.
That's true.
That was revenge.
You think that was a revenge poo?
100%.
A revenge
They're pretty
poo.
Switched on.
Yeah.
You sound like that you're pretty familiar with revenge poos. The way you said that, it was like that wasn't the first time Dom has said revenge poo.
Yeah, I realised as I said it, it was as if I know that as a concept.
Yeah, you didn't write any books about that or...
No. Tiffany!
You haven't led any TED Talks about revenge poos?
Tiffany, in Melbourne, what did your cat do today?
Well, I actually have a Sphinx cat, so he's actually always naked, but today he was in a cute little jumper all day because he was really cold.
Yeah there we go.
That would have been on YouTube 100%.
That would have been a million views.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the jumper, Tiffany? What did the jumper look like?
It's kind of like an old man jumper, to be honest. It looks like it's all knitted, but it's really cute.
And does the cat like wearing it?
He does, obviously, in winter because he obviously is really cold, but he gets out of it every chance he gets.
Yeah. And you know what? The cat trying to get out of the jumper, you know, instantly I feel like I've watched YouTube today. Yep. Don't you?
And I think everyone who had, heightened levels of anxiety after not being able to watch YouTube earlier today, everyone just had a collective exhale.
That's it.
We've learned about cats today. We've heard some stories and we all feel better.
Across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Lady Gaga revealed why she always sings her Macca's order when she's in the drive-thru.
What you have to say is so
so deep and so powerful that it can't be said with just words. You have to break into song.
Also, Kanye West loves the honey badger.
This man is a visionary. He is one of my idols. I feel his energy. He loves me also.
And Donald Trump can't believe how much petrol stations are charging for fuel.
And they go into a room and I guarantee you they laugh like hell at what they pulled off on you and on the public. They laugh like hell.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Bit of a dilemma at home, Zach, I'd like your help with, if you can. You know that my older brother, Ash, had a baby a few months ago, Madeline, my first niece, which is exciting. My parents became grandparents. Everyone's excited. Everyone's loved the experience. However, the issue's been that that they're living interstate away from us at the moment. So the only way we can see Madeline, the only way that the grandparents can see their granddaughter is via FaceTime sessions.
Yeah, and is the child at 1 or 2 months old able to operate Skype by herself, or does she need help?
Generally, Ash films.
Yeah, because I have heard that kids younger and younger are learning how to use an iPhone, but I didn't know whether it was pre-walking.
Yeah, no, I think for the moment Ash is using it, but hopefully give it another month. By Christmas.
Yeah. She'll probably be doing vlogs.
Yeah. And wouldn't that just be a baby vlogger?
Yeah.
That'd be the biggest thing on the internet, if a baby could figure that out. A baby or a pensioner vlogger. Either of those ideas would be massive. Anyway, here's the dilemma at the moment. Is that obviously when you've got a baby around and you're FaceTiming a baby, you use your baby voice. Do you know what I mean? The cute baby voice that everyone uses around babies. You don't have a baby voice? You got a few babies, a few nieces, nephew.
Would I do it through Skype? Probably not.
You wouldn't do your whole, oh, look at, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, sure. I'm just struggling to picture you there, so I just need a bit of a...
I don't think it's going to help anyone if I do the voice.
We're all wondering.
It's something like a, hey, Madeline, how are you going?
That's your baby voice?
It's not. I panicked under pressure.
Yeah. Do you do any goo goos or gargas?
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
Shots.
No. I think it's best we don't.
I'll
do
be
that,
the baby. I'm over here. I'm in the bassinet.
Oh, look at you. You're adorable, Zach. Okay, don't wobble. That's weird.
Sorry, I was trying to be a baby. All right. Anyway, you do your baby voice through Skype.
We're all doing the baby voice to Madeline. And the issue is that my dog, Bobby, who's a lovely little puppy, his whole life he's been spoken to in that voice. Because we haven't had another baby around. And people often talk to their pets similarly in a baby-esque voice.
You're making a lot of assumptions here, but I'm willing to gloss over it.
Sure. So we've always spoken to Bobby in that similar baby voice.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's not a big fan of the fact that Madeline's getting the voice that's been reserved for him.
Jealous.
He's getting jealous. Every time we have FaceTimed Madeline in the past few weeks, Bobby's run into the room. He's played with his toys. He's barked at us. The other day, no word of a lie, he jumped up and knocked the phone out of my mum's hand. He's got jealous.
He's needy. That's why I don't like him.
You promised me that this wouldn't degrade into you paying out my dog.
What are you painting? What are you painting that's attractive in this dog?
He likes to be loved.
Dogs don't like babies. A lot of the time they do get jealous.
Yeah, currently we're at the stage where we're having to lock Bobby out of the room. Sometimes at the other side of the house when we're Skyping Madeline. That's sort of where we're at the moment. And Madeline hasn't been in the same place as Bobby yet. They've always been interstate, but Madeline's coming to visit sometime soon. I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah, well, it won't go well because I have experience.
Yeah.
Dogs don't like babies. That's a fact.
Well, generally. Blank rule.
My mother-in-law recently had a similar problem with her Staffy.
Yeah.
When babies would come over, the dog would run away.
What do you mean run
just
away?
Just leave.
And in the backyard?
Just try to get out, dig under the fence, and leave. Run away.
Why?
Well, they went to the vet, and they're like, yeah, that's the thing. They think they've been replaced.
Oh, that's the most heartbreaking thing I've ever
heard. And so they're just moving on. They pack their bags. I'll find another family.
So this is like, when you're a kid and you think you're going to run away, and you're threatened to tell your parents I'm running
100%
away.
100% that.
So the moment they see the baby, just think I'm done.
Yeah. So if you are going to have this baby come to your house, I would make sure all the doors are really sealed.
Sure.
Or else your dogs might leg it.
Well, that is the most heartbreaking fact that I've ever
heard.
This
is what the vet said.
Yeah.
Particularly, personally, I think they just get freaked out at the high pitch crying. Right. I think that's the issue.
Right.
But, I mean, they're the ones with the education.
But if things don't go well, in a few months' time, I'll go to find Bobby and I'll find a handwritten note.
Yep.
I've moved on. I've packed my swag.
Yep. Don't come chase me. I'm not coming back.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Pretty much this time exactly last night, Zach. We had Mitch call the show talking about the 90s, I think, cartoon Cat Dog when this happened.
I grew up on him watching like Lil Elvis, Cat Dog and all those cartoons when I was a kid. So yeah.
Cat Dog's good as well. We might do a phone topic on that tomorrow night.
Oh, what are we going to do about Cat Dog?
Is that the greatest theme song of a cartoon ever? It's pretty good. One fine day with a woof and a purr. Do you remember that?
I do remember it.
And Cat Dog. Cat Dog. Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
You're dancing to your own singing there.
Oh, it's just bringing back great memories.
Well, we said we were going to do it, and we have to do it, because I think it's an outrageous statement you made there. Cat Dog is not the best cartoon theme song.
Okay. Well, 13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
What is a better cartoon theme song?
Because we've got to settle it. Now, here is the actual...
Give me Cat Dog.
Here's Cat Dog sung by someone other than Zach. Your cover was good, but...
Cat Dog, Cat Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
Like... It's,
you know
not...
what? Instantly, I've got a box of pizza shapes. I'm settled down to the TV in the afternoon. Just had a big day at school. Took my shoes off.
Sure.
Having a great time.
Yeah, look, it's not a bad theme. But
well,
there is
in
no
your
way
opinion, what's better than Cat Dog?
Baba. You don't remember this?
Baba!
They were the elephants.
The elephants in the suits. They were the elephant royalty.
Yeah, that's it. And for some reason, they had a human working for them. I don't know.
This doesn't even have any lyrics.
No, but it made you feel like home.
That's the worst theme song ever.
Okay.
I would accept, like, Captain Planet. I would accept Ninja Turtles.
Oh, no.
I'm
rubbish.
Not accepting Baba.
Okay, can I change my entry?
Yeah.
Arthur.
Arthur's pretty good.
And I say, hey, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. This is it. This is my entry. Arthur was my show.
That's
growing up
there. Arthur's not number one, but it's top five.
Top five?
I'm still saying Cat Dog. 13, 10, 60.
Are you telling me that neither Baba or Arthur have been enough to convince you over Cat Dog?
Cat Dog is better than Hey Arthur. Arthur's up there, certainly. I'm giving it pole position. It doesn't beat Cat Dog, though. 13, 10, 60. What is the best cartoon theme song?
We're going to start with Andrew on 13, 10, 60. What's your submission?
Brum.
Brum, oh yeah.
Brum. Technically not a cartoon, but we're allowed it in the Hall of Fame.
It technically was a cartoon, wasn't it? Brum was animated.
I'm trying to remember this. I don't think so. What do you remember, Andrew, about Brum?
Not much. I was about two or three, but I can just remember dancing in the living room when it came on.
That was great.
With everyone.
I am with you. Brum was great, and
it was a toy car that drove around the city, I believe.
The way that the caretaker would like turn the light switch on. In the garage. That stuck. I wanted one of those light switches my whole life growing up.
I do remember that scene as well. What a weird thing to remember.
It's bizarre. Chris, on 13, 10, 60, what's your submission?
Mate, Captain Planet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This could be played as one of the hits on this radio station. Combined, I am was this show about global warming?
Yeah, 100%. It was actually the guy who made it.
Mm.
I think it was Bob Barker. He was like a well-known environmentalist.
Well, that's ahead of its time.
Chris, who was your favourite planeteer?
Oh, mate, I don't know. I had all five of the rings, mate. Yeah.
Where did you get the rings? That's impressive. I would have killed for one of those.
Years ago, mate.
Don't still have it?
No, probably not, mate. Could be in a box somewhere.
I used to get them from, you know, those little vending little coin machines outside the supermarket.
Oh, that's where they had them.
No, they weren't actual Captain Planet ones. I'd just hope for one that was red because I liked the fire guy.
Yeah.
Wheeler.
Okay, you know, I
that's
think
up there. That's number
Captain,
two. Cat Dog number one, Captain Planet number two.
Are you telling me that Captain Planet isn't enough to topple Cat Dog?
No. They would be pretty equal.
Cody is in Newcastle. What are you throwing into the mix, Cody?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We can count on you, Scooby-Doo. I know we'll catch that villain. I will admit, Katie, when I was looking on YouTube just before in the song there, I had, do you know Simple Plan did a cover of the Scooby-Doo theme?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You might want to download that, Cody, if you're a fan. What I don't understand about the Scooby-Doo universe is why were all the villains wearing masks?
Yeah.
Didn't the law enforcement ever catch on? Because the police never knew.
It's a good point.
It was just the Scooby-Doo crew that figured it out.
Yeah, can I say true crime was much different back then?
Oh my goodness, we should do a true crime podcast about Scooby-Doo mysteries.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Scooby-Doo's up there, Cody. I'd say top 10.
Yeah, okay, but you're still saying that that's not enough to take number one.
It's top 10, but Cat Dog has a cat and a dog. Scooby-Doo's just got a dog. Okay. Sorry.
All right, well, let's move to Demetra in Melbourne. Demetra, what is your submission into the mix?
Hi, I'm Postman Pat.
Oh, what a classic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Postman Pat, Postman Pat,
Postman Pat and his black and white cat. Oh, so peaceful.
Yeah.
Doesn't that just make you feel good?
Happier times. I learned how to play this on recorder.
Did you?
Yeah, I can still do
it. Can you do it tomorrow night?
Okay. Well.
This time tomorrow night, Dom plays the Postman Pat theme live on the radio. Yeah. It's a comeback performance. It's been 20 years since he's done it, and he's going to do it live.
I don't think I know how to play the recorder anymore.
So buy one. They cost $2. Look up a tutorial. Yeah. This time tomorrow night. We promise.
I'll do my best. All right. Let's take one more submission here. And stop suggesting things to do on the show tomorrow night in this slot, because it's getting ridiculous. Ellen is in Melbourne. What's your cartoon theme suggestion?
As much as I love cat dogs, it's Angela Anaconda.
Oh, hell yeah.
My name is Angela, hey, hello.
I didn't like this one.
What a banger!
Is it? Introduce
my friends to you. Oh, no, who is it? No, it's Minnie. Uh-oh.
Your memory of that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, honest. I would have watched it within the last year.
I
love it.
No, I think Andrew Anaconda maybe came on after my favourite show, Arthur.
Yeah.
And so I'd always associate Arthur being done with that opener.
Yeah.
So I wasn't a fan.
What, you didn't watch it? You didn't stick around?
I didn't mind it. Didn't love it, though. Anyway, look, we've had a lot of very competitive
submissions. That's close, I reckon. I reckon Angela Anaconda is close to toppling Cat Dog.
Hang on a second. Are you making...
It's a great song, Dom.
The claim here...
I know it's more controversial, probably, because it's divisive.
Yeah, yeah.
People either loved Angela or hated it.
Sure. Well, the claim... The reason we're here is to determine what is the best cartoon theme of all time.
Yeah.
Are you deciding on Angela Anaconda?
Oh, jeez. I reckon it's a three-way tie. Cat Dog, Captain Planet, and Angela Anaconda.
Not Baba?
They all get the gong. Baba gets the medal for the the least good. Okay. The worst of all time. The most confusing cartoon.
It was weird.
Why are they elephants and why are they royalty?
All right.
What is the structure of this civilization?
It's Collective Down Late Nights with Zach and Dom right around Australia. And I got to go search the internet for a recorder.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, we are planning to change cinema forever. We want to do the world's first movie trailer marathon. A movie marathon that consists just of movie trailers.
You've heard about the movie marathons that go for 12 hours that you have to, go in with a sleeping bag. This isn't one of them.
No.
You'll get 20 to 30 films worth of content in just an hour or so.
Tonight we have been compiling a list of all the movies that we need to play the trailers of in our movie trailer marathon, and people have been sending them in at Collective Down's Instagram, and I love, there's two lines of thought, and I love both of them. The first line of thought is classic movies. That's what Ethan's suggesting with Indiana Jones. Bree says Top Gun. Yasmin says The Lion King. Those are all classics in, because you can do you could do 30 years of classic movies in 20 minutes.
I mean, the other great thing about this is basically every A-list actor is going to pop up at some form in a marathon. If we do things.
Like, that's true.
Harrison Ford's in there. Tom Cruise is in there. You know, we're sorting it out. We're getting through this.
The second line of thought,
which
I think I like better, is underrated classics.
Okay.
Classics that we all know are classics that maybe they didn't get the respect they deserved.
Okay, could this be along the lines of Paul Blart Mall Cop that we got earlier?
Well, make up your own mind.
Yeah, what do you got?
Tay says B-movie.
Yeah. Yep. Can I just say, I actually still think 2 minutes of B-movie trailer might be a bit much for me, but anyway.
You'll like this one. Hilsey says Agent Cody Banks, your favourite film.
Oh, look, Agent Cody Banks, can I be honest, Zach? I would just, if we were going to show one film in its completeness, that would be the one I'd suggest.
The one I'm totally on board for
is
Cindy's suggestion. I cannot believe, I didn't think of this myself.
Sure.
Mighty Ducks 1, 2, and 3. Now, the only thing I'd suggest is we could leave 3 out.
Not as
That's
bad.
When they go to college. There's a different cast.
Yeah.
Not okay. into it.
Not into it. All right, but we
One
could...
and two, though. Yeah. Mwah.
And you, I mean...
Cinema at its best.
You've got the Mighty Ducks jumper, Zach.
Yeah, I
could
wear that.
You
could
wear that along. Yeah. We could do dress up. Dress up as your favourite trailer.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a great idea.
Well, would I have to wear the whole jersey or would I just wear... A sleeve.
Well,
a taste
true.
Of the jersey.
Just a little bit. Maybe just get the emblem.
Yeah.
And stitch it onto your shirt. Can I just say, film companies will be getting terrified about this.
Yeah.
Because this has real potential to kill off full-length feature films forever. Who's going to want to see a film after this?
No
Trails
one.
Is where it's going to be at.
Of course not.
Anyway, look, if you have any more suggestions, get in touch at Collected Down on Instagram. That is what we've got time for tonight. If you do want to hear the full show back, you can get it on iTunes, a search for Collecting Down on there, and you will find it. And we'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.